Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. How are you? Da, 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 da. Hey, that's some great news for you. While you've been asleep, I don't know if you've realised this, but you've woken up and it's Friday. Yes. So pleased.
There's nothing like a Friday.
I know.
I thought it was Saturday this morning when I woke up.
Oh, now, how does that feeling work?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because it's Friday.
It's still Friday, hallelujah.
If it was Tuesday and I thought it was Saturday, that would be awful.
Is it a bit like waking up saying think you've only got a million, whereas you could have had two? So you're happy, but not as happy as you would have been.
When did you wake up with... Yeah. A million.
No, but do you know what I mean?
What business are you running on the side? Have you got your OnlyFans up and running?
Oh, yeah, of my horrible feet.
It's like when you've got a million and you think you've got 2 million.
You should be happy because it's Friday, but you woke up thinking it's Saturday.
I'd like to wake up to 2 million.
Yeah, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's nice.
Imagine that.
But do you know what? I'd be happy waking up to a million.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
500K.
Yeah, 500.
Little note from the bosses. He's done a great job. Mm. Here's a million.
Here's £1 million. That'd be excellent.
Yeah. Sadly, it doesn't work like that, does it?
Mm.
Why?
Just because.
Hey, I'm 13 quid up on my investment, so...
13?
Hello. I thought it was 14.
I went down one, but yeah.
Oh.
It fluctuates minute to minute.
How often are you looking at your app with your...
Like,
every minute.
Every time I go to the toilet.
And what's the plan?
I don't have one.
Okay.
Mm. It's just to see what guan.
What?
What's going on? Oh!
£14.83.
I'm up.
Well done. You're like Martin Lewis. You're Martina Lewis for a new generation. Wow.
I'm so really confident.
Now, have you still tanked Apple or is that working for you?
Yeah.
Apple down?
I put a little bit. I put another £30 on Apple.
Ooh,
on Apple.
Did
the other day in the hope that it's going to... Because it's Apple, though.
Mm. Right. But you've got to have Well, listen, don't take advice from me.
Yeah.
But I would imagine having a plan is a good idea, so...
Mm.
What do you mean?
So you'll say you buy £30 worth of shares in Apple.
Yeah.
When are you going to sell those shares?
Oh.
Yeah, well, you need to work out your exit strategy.
At the moment, since I bought Apple, I'm down 13% on Apple. So
13%.
I'm still very much down. I've lost money there, but just gained money in others. Not a lot.
Right.
Just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Lloyds Banks, I've made 62p with Lloyds.
62p.
Oh.
That's very good.
I'm just trying to log into my app. That it's got a noise on it. It just laughs at me when I open.
I think you're supposed to just let it do its thing, aren't you?
Oh, hold on. I might be up here.
Ooh.
Oh!
Sell! Quick!
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13 different businesses that I have, shares in. Right? It's my portfolio.
Mm.
Out of the 13... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are in the red.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much the same here.
And my biggest loss is a company I invested in, which is down 77% since I invested in them.
Wow.
It might be best to get rid of that one.
Buy a few more hope that it will go up.
I'm clinging on, Dom.
Yeah.
Now, let me have a little look.
It's a bit like...
I don't even know what this company does. In the last 6 months, it has... Yeah, it's dropped quite a bit. The line is literally, I swear to God, the line is like this. nice and high, fairly stable. I invest, and it looks like a slide.
It's incredible skill you have.
I really do have an amazing skill.
I decided to have a go at this plum thing the day before Donald Trump did his thing about the tariffs.
Ah.
And everything just went, oh, no.
Yeah.
And I'm not even quite sure why.
I invested in a company that I didn't know anything about. Turns out it was a mining company based in Russia.
Oh.
And just a couple of days before they invaded Ukraine.
Oh.
Right.
And it dropped about 92% in a day.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got told at the weekend, it's on the way up again.
Right, is it? Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but from a drop of 90-odd percent.
And nobody really knows, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's all a bit of luck, isn't it?
It's all a bit of luck. It's a little bit like, you know, big boys gambling, isn't it? I don't quite get it. I really shouldn't be dabbling in something I've got no idea about.
Somebody's just texted in. Do you remember this? CelebDAC.
Yeah.
Do you remember? That was a really good idea, I thought.
I mean, it was served no purpose.
Not really, but it was kind of like fantasy football. But
stocks and shares in famous people.
Yeah, so how much sort of column inches somebody would get and all that sort of stuff.
Was that a TV show?
Yeah, was it Paddy O'Connell?
Yeah.
It was brilliant, I thought.
Paddy O'Connell?
Oh,
who's
hello.
Paddy O'Connell?
I mean, only one of the UK's finest and loveliest broadcasters that I've not seen in...
No, not a long
Lord,
time.
God knows how many years. He used to be on our show, didn't he? We used to do updates on it.
Yeah, it's a great idea, CelebDAC. Mm. I guess it's no longer with us. I don't know.
What's your biggest percentage increase in your stocks?
Weirdly, it was the one that dropped the quickest.
Right.
Let's have a little look. I mean, listen... It's nothing exciting, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
So the biggest one that's gone up, actually, weirdly, so I steered clear of Tesla because I don't know anything about it.
Right.
And then when
As opposed to all the other stocks and shares that you know loads about, the infrastructure of their business.
Got a deep dive into all of them.
I've heard of Starbucks, so I went for it.
Yes, that's good.
So then I went into Tesla when it was down, and it's gone up. Since then, 20.88%.
Wow.
I paid 44p on Tesla.
Oh.
Hang on, how does that work?
It's gone up 20% and you've made 44p?
No, I've made... Oh, no, I don't know. I don't understand it. But anyway, it's in the green.
Well, it's what you buy it for and what it's currently worth.
Right.
Right?
That's right, yeah.
Mm.
So my...
Okay.
Okay.
I think the bottom line is I've got no idea what's going on.
So my biggest investment, by the way. Yeah. I told you I picked four companies.
It's like Dragon's Den, this, isn't it?
And I put £500 for the shares in one of four companies, right? And I picked two companies that I thought were good businesses.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, zero research.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Just gut instinct.
Just a hunch. It's like backing a horse because you like the colour the jockey's wearing.
Yeah, or you like the name of the horse. So I picked two companies that I thought would be good and two companies that amused me.
Mm. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. I have sold one of the companies that amused me. I have sold... I've sold the company.
I've sold the company. Sounds great, doesn't it?
I sold my shares in one and it was slightly up.
Mm.
One of them was, and then one of the proper companies slightly down. I've kept one of the proper companies, and the other jokey company that I invested in, proper business, like, has absolutely saved my investments.
Right.
Oh, phew.
And that's up, like, good stuff. That's up.
That's up, good stuff.
Yeah, that's up, like, good. 300%.
Oh, lovely.
And I put in a very, very, very small amount of money.
Ah, okay.
And really wish. I mean, the thing is, there was no way on God's earth I was putting in, like, £2,000.
Yeah.
Let alone 10, 20, 50, 100.
Yeah.
It's just put £500 in.
It's just having a little dabble, isn't it?
And it just sits there. And I just look at it every so often. Because the days of me looking every day have gone because that's just depressing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I went big time with £30, I thought.
Yeah.
Some would say it's like listening to The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, I just need that one there to just go up today because it's down 0.49%. So if that just changes, if that goes up 0.5% today, then that goes from red to green.
Happy days.
That's because I'm currently losing 23 pence.
Ah, right, okay.
I have no idea what I'm doing at all. I told you, there's someone I know who's like, he's got a long story short, a girl that I know, her boyfriend's like, oh yeah, I'm into all that, blah, 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 blah. Do you, have you got shares? You know what you should buy shares in.
Oh, right.
He was like 19, right?
Oh, okay.
He was the one who told me to buy in this company.
Right.
He goes, this is going to be huge. I'm telling you, it's going to be, you should put 10 grand in. That's going to make you 100 grand.
Whoa.
And I'm like, 10 grand? Who are you?
Yeah.
You're 18, 19 years old. You're telling me to put 10, you've got 10. And he goes, which app do you use? And I told him, and he goes, oh, it's the same one I use. Oh. He opens up the app in front of me to show me his, the companies he's invested in.
Yeah.
Right? He's about 18, 19.
Right.
I have like £2,000 in my account.
Hmm.
He had 116,000.
What? At 18? Who is this kid?
He's going, I'm telling you.
Well, it's just wise
you should buy some shares in this company. It's going through the roof. That was the mining company that that okay. lost. Anyway, didn't see him for a long, long time.
No.
Saw him at the weekend.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He goes, hey, how are you? And I went, you owe me money. It was the first thing that came out of my mouth.
Yeah. He's in a
and he went, I knew you were going to move this up.
Yeah.
He goes, it is on the way back up, though. I went, is it? He went, I mean, yeah.
He's burning £50 notes. He's fine.
Now, Joe's messaging is a little curveball to say that he's really enjoying our muffs.
Oh, if you're watching on Global Player, we've got the Radio X. Look at that. Radio X Oasis, which we launched yesterday. I got a message from Drunk Alan yesterday. He was sat in the garden having a drink, listening to Radio X Oasis.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Loving life.
Does he approve?
I think so, yeah. If you haven't listened yet, you can listen anytime you like on Global Player. If you've got the official Radio X app, you'll find Radio X Oasis. You might have to do a bit of fiddling about, for like, I'm talking like 5-6 seconds. If it's not in the carousel when you scroll through,
yeah.
You can go to my favourite stations, click the little cog, the settings wheel, and you'll find it. You can ask your smart speaker to play it, or you can find it on your DAB digital radio. Radio X Oasis, nothing but Oasis. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Lovely.
Shall we see what they're playing?
Saw some lovely text messages yesterday. People going, oh, I will be listening to that from 10, or I'll be tuning into that tonight, or that's lovely, I'll give that a listen. But also people who aren't as obsessed as with Oasis as Matt Demerson, the boss of Radio X.
Yes.
Which is fine, right? Not everybody loves everything. No, we know this.
Of course, that's what makes the world go round.
I saw a text going to Toby's show yesterday that just went, I'm not bothered by Oasis. I'm waiting for Radio X Biffy Clyro. Huh.
I saw that as well. That guy sent that in a few times as well.
Or people going, I don't get it. I don't get it. Okay. That's fine. You are allowed to not get it. That works as well. That's a thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
There's things that I don't get. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we did it again last night. Another 1.5 episodes of Yellowstone.
And? No.
I don't get it.
Oh.
I don't get it.
I think you should stop watching it or do something else whilst you're watching it with Tiff, like something on your phone.
I watched the most ridiculous... I watched two scenes, right, that are just... I actually went, oh, come on. Right.
Oh. I don't...
First of all,
for you, really.
It is so... It doesn't look like a sensationalised show. Do you know how we all watched 24 with Jack Bauer?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can't take it too seriously. It is what it is.
Yeah.
He would need to get across the whole of Manhattan in rush hour traffic, right? And then the adverts would come on.
Mm.
3.5 minutes later, he'd have got through. He got across the whole of New York.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'm here. Where are the baddies? And you go, you got there quick, didn't he? Oh, I'll just let it go.
Yeah.
Right, never goes for a wee.
And it's fine. You don't think about it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 24 hours. He's got to...
Not one point to go, dum-dum, dum-dum, dum-dum. And he's like, I'll be out in a minute. Just having a poo.
Yeah.
Right, none of that.
They don't do much of that in 24.
But then there's other shows that, like, you know, you got to take it seriously. And so when it pulls the rug out from underneath you, like, okay. It is so stupid, right, that, let's say the storyline, Dom, is that you've been accused of killing someone.
Right.
Oh, for no reason.
Yeah.
Right? And they arrest you and they put you in a cell with somebody else.
Yeah.
And they go, and you're innocent. And they go, we think you've been killing innocent people and punching them to death.
Oh.
And you go, I really haven't. And they go, yeah, we're going to lock you up and we're going to bring you to see the judge in the morning.
Oh.
And they lock you up in a cell with a guy.
Hmm.
Turns out the guy has got a disease. And that disease is he punches himself in the face until he dies.
Right, okay.
But no one knows he's got this disease.
Okay,
it's
fine.
It's a comparison.
Yeah. So they put you in. They put you in the jail, in the cell. They shut the door, and then the guy goes, "I'm going to punch myself to death." Punches himself to death. And you go, "No, don't do it."
Yeah.
And you try and help him, and then all the cops come in. He's lying on the floor, and they go, "He's done it again.
He's done it again."
And you go, "Oh, what are the odds?"
Yeah.
That's what Yellowstone's like.
I do not remember that bit at all.
No, I made that scene up.
Right. Honestly, I don't know if it's just because me and Toves are very easily entertained.
Everyone dies!
But we just, it's just, yeah. But
I'm on episode 6. They're dropping like flies!
But what about the bits around it where they're just doing cowboy stuff? It's really cool. And they're like, you know, on their horses and they're rounding up cows and stuff. It's really...
I mean, you could argue you could just watch a documentary about cowboys.
That is an argument.
If that's the main thing you like about it.
None of the characters are nice. Even the woman who got her boobs out in the bath, she's horrible.
Oh, really?
She's a badass, but she's horrible.
Mm. She is, but she'd be a nightmare friend.
Yeah.
She'd be a terrible friend. She'd say, yeah, I'm coming to your drinks. You wouldn't turn up and whatever. Hey, are we buying tickets to see Catherine Ryan? You go, yeah, I'll pay for them. She wouldn't turn up. She won't give you the money back.
Right.
You wouldn't be her mate.
No.
It's only because she got in the bath with no clothes on, with a bottle of champagne.
Yeah. That's still clear of her, I think.
But it's like season 5, and it's like, and people rave it, but the people who love it, love it. And I'm like, what am I not seeing?
3 texts have just come in. It's the best series ever. Stick with it. It's greatness. Yellowstone is class. Give it time.
I'd say, out of the people who've watched Yellowstone, I would say 85% of the people are like, stick with it. It's great. Like Pippa and Toby.
Yeah.
But we don't have the same taste in stuff. I've noticed this. Like,
oh, there's a crossover.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a huge crossover.
I really enjoyed Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I loved Walking Dead. That was great.
That wasn't perfect. That lost its way.
It lost its way.
Quite a fair bit.
I didn't get back into it after it lost its way. One of the ladies went off to live in the woods by herself and stuff like that.
Yeah. I love the Marvel films. I'm a grown man and I love the Marvel films. Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers, Captain America, Thor. I blooming well love them.
Mm.
I love them. I could watch them forever. I want all the actors to keep making them forever. I will buy into it. I know it's make-believe and I bloody well love it. Until they brought in the multiverse and it just was too much and now I'm like, right, you ruined it.
Really?
Ruined it now.
Oh.
Ruined it. Now, Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in the new Marvel film that they're currently filming.
Mm.
But he's not Iron Man. He's a new character and he's a baddie. And I'm like, but he's not, though. He's Iron Man.
Mm. So yeah, what happened to Iron Man?
You've got to forget he was Iron Man now. He's now this character. All right, so it's a whole new strand. Oh, no, there'll be other characters that you know and love in with him.
Right.
But aren't they just going to look at him and go, you're Tony Stark? No, I'm not. I'm Dr. Badman. No, you're Tony Stark.
Yeah.
How's that? I don't get it.
No.
There was no other actor available for the role.
Don't mess with it too much. See, I still love Superman too.
Which one's that? Is that the one with the guys in the...
With Terrence Stamp and the three baddies?
Not the one where they filmed it in Milton Keynes.
I think that was Superman. It might be Superman 3 outside the station at Milton Keynes.
What's the Zod one?
That's Superman 2.
Is that 2?
Kneel before Zod.
That's really good.
It's brilliant.
Say that again.
Kneel before Zod. That's how he says it. He says Neil really weirdly.
But without a big grin on
Friday's arrived, isn't it? Friday's arrived after
so
that.
So good, Superman 2. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm, man.
That's when Lois Lane finds out that Clark Kent's actually. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
What, stupid Lois Lane?
She's a bit, isn't she?
Thicko.
Yeah, although he...
Watch this, Dom. Watch this. Mm. Right. Hi, I am Superman.
Hi, Superman. How are you?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, what have you done with Superman? I was speaking to Superman a minute ago.
Superman? Wait, it's Chris Miles here with my glasses on.
You look just like Chris Miles.
Yeah, I am,
But where's Superman?
I don't know. I'll go and find him. Hold on a second. Right. Take my glasses off.
Yeah.
Hi, Dom.
Oh, it's Superman. What?
Yeah, how Hello. You doing?
Well, I was just speaking to Chris a minute ago. This is
oh, so yeah, confusing. I know him.
Kneel before
That's
Zod.
Right. Let me go and get him for you. Hold on. Glasses on.
Yeah.
I didn't miss Superman, did I?
Hey, Chris, you're back again. I was having a chat with Superman.
It's funny because we have exactly the same voice, same build, same height,
exactly
same everything.
Same everything.
It's just his eyes are better than mine.
Yeah.
And she never once goes, Take your glasses off a second.
Yeah. Can I just... Yeah.
Exactly. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
You are the spit of super... Just do your hair back. Have a little curl. Little kiss curl, maybe.
It's you.
Here, put your pants on over your jeans.
Absolutely,
yeah. Put your underpants over your jeans. Get out of town.
I know. She should have
You look him. Just like him.
They say everyone's got a doppelganger. Absolutely everyone.
Well, he's literally just wearing glasses.
Yeah.
Isn't he? I did think
Christopher Reeve's portrayal of Clark Kent, because he made Clark Kent out to be a bit proper wimpy.
Proper geeky.
Like proper wimpy, yes. Rubbish.
Stammery. He's really like, ooh, isn't it? Yeah. Really nervy.
He was great.
Like, keeps like adjusting his glasses like
that.
He's
great.
Do you know, I think about this. This pops into my head every once in the blue moon that I met Stanley.
Yeah.
And
he just walked into his office.
Immediately, my heart just starts glowing.
Yeah.
I met Stanley. He invented, amongst others, Spider-Man.
Incredible.
That came out of his head.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
A man got bitten by a spider and got magic.
A radioactive spider.
Radioactive spider.
And years and years and years later, Spider-Man is still huge.
Yeah.
In the movies. And it's arguably made Tom Holland. Yeah. He's a great actor.
Who came first? From Stan Lee.
Oh, God. I mean...
Like, was Spider-Man before Superman?
No, Superman is DC.
Oh, no. Of
that's fine.
The universe.
Yeah, it's fine. Superman is DC. Batman is DC.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is DC.
Right.
Spider-Man is Marvel.
So do you think...
So it's very confusing. So you got Superman, DC. Spider-Man, Marvel. Ant-Man, Marvel. Wonder Woman, Batman, DC.
Do you think Stan Lee was inspired by Batman?
There's a really good documentary about his life that was on Sky. And lots of it is animated and stuff. And it basically tells the story of him becoming an illustrator and doing comics. But it is. Was it him and Brian Kirby, was it? Or did Brian Kirby do Radio Top Shop in Leeds? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, similar.
But yeah, I met him, and I have a photo of me and a life-size Spider-Man statue that he used to sit in his office. And
that's great claim to fame.
Oh.
Mm.
Hey, Chris, nice to meet you. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Stanley. Wow. But I told you, equally as cool, I saw a lovely moment. When I used to go to LA, I would go to this place and often have, like, brunch, right? And I noticed, I would go to this place for Sunday lunch, rather.
Hmm.
And I noticed, if I got there early enough, Stan Lee would go there with his wife. And they would just sit at the table, have some food.
Oh, regularly.
Have coffee and then go, yeah. Hmm. And I'm like, I wonder, one Sunday, I'm like, I wonder if Stan Lee's going to be here today. This is before I met him. And I look up, and just in front of me to the left, there's a guy sat on his own, reading a comic book, right? And so I go up and I walk past him and I glance down and he's reading a Marvel comic, right? An old comic. And I just thought, any minute now, Stan Lee is going to walk through the door and this guy is going to lose his mind. So I just sat and waited. Mm. And sure enough, here comes Stan Lee with his wife. And the guy reading the comic book is just there drinking his coffee, having his croissant, whatever he's doing. All of a sudden, he just takes a sip of his drink and he moves his eye line away from his comic and he just goes... And just stares and then kind of looks around the room.
Yeah.
And then realises, holy good God. Mm, that's like
gosh.
That's like walking down the street listening to Oasis on your AirPods.
Yeah.
And you turn a corner and you bump into Liam or Noel.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
That, by the way, you can't see this in... Oh, some of you can. A very good double take you did just then.
Now, thank you.
Quite hard to do.
I did want to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
It's the hardest bit of acting,
as we
know.
I'll take that, because you believe you are the king of the double take.
our friend, Taron Egerton, we were friends, weren't we? He taught us how to do the double take, which is you look once, and on the second one, you lean back ever so slightly. Sort of like that. Oh. Just very subtly, just kind of...
And just, yeah.
Very subtly.
Let's say it again.
Okay, I'll do a double take. Right.
For radio.
Well, he did it yesterday.
Oh, that wasn't very good. That was too
See,
much.
That was a bit...
That was too much. That was a bit...
What?
That was a bit jerky.
He didn't give you enough time to register what you'd seen.
You can watch us now on Global Player, but we're switching the cameras off in 2 minutes. So you've got to be quick.
We're doing double take.
Oh, now, what about the spit burst? Can you do that?
Oh, what's that mean?
Come on, when you know you're taking a sip of tea and you go.
Do you want me to actually?
I'm pregnant. Yeah. I'll have to. Where can I do it? I'll do it all over the carpet.
Yeah.
I can't do it. There's too much equipment here. I can't risk it.
We want to take us up there. What were you doing? Well, we did a spit burst. Yeah.
What?
We did a spit burst.
Just emphasise the burst.
Did we?
Yeah. Burst.
Did we all do it? Who did?
Dom, do it. Right. What would you like the line to be?
Anything you want.
Okay.
Shall I flash?
So basically, I spoke to her yesterday and she's pregnant. What was that?
That was good, wasn't it?
What was that?
I spat it on my trousers.
It was more a dribble than a bit of spit.
I spat it all over my trousers. Was it too delayed?
We want more of a...
Yeah, as soon as you got the gobful, I'm going to say it. Okay, you ready?
Well, I can't now because I'm... Pip, you do it because I'm too wet over here.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I've got too much...
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, go on the floor. It's a carpet.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to Virgin Radio.
That was a dribble. Sorry.
Did that come out your nose a bit?
A little bit.
Oh.
By the way,
work on it.
I'm not going to Virgin Radio. I'm not retiring. Right, that's it. The first 25 done. Happy Friday, everybody. Switch the cameras off. Wave everyone in your wet jeans, Dom. Chris Miles Radio. And goodbye.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
The Virgin Atlantic holiday sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
At Tesco Mobile, we're celebrating 30 years of Club Card with deals like the iPhone 16 Pro with 50 gigs of data for just £45.99 a month with Club Card prices, saving you £90. Better yet, that price is frozen for the duration of your contract. And you can even bag a £30 Tesco gift card too. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 18th of May. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Savings total calculated on contract duration. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Radio X. News update. Next.
At NatWest, we're helping young people grow their money confidence. So there's a little less.
Dad, can I have some money for a new game?
And a little more learning to earn, save, and
and spend. From pocket money to payday, we're helping young people grow their money confidence.
Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
NatWest. Tomorrow begins today.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning. If you've just woken up, it's Friday. That sounded a bit creepy. Good morning.
Good
morning. Good morning if you've just woken up. That's a lot better.
That's better.
Friday, weekend, thank God for that. Weather's going to start getting better. Bit chilly this morning. Dominic will have weather for you. After the sports news, after the news, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the US says Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin need to meet for progress to be made in Ukraine peace talks. It's after Russia's president didn't turn up to a meeting with President Zelensky yesterday. He sent a junior team there instead. Ukraine's leader was not impressed.
I think that the Kremlin leader should show his leadership. If he's ready for negotiations, let's meet. We can't really run around the world looking for him.
In other news this morning, MPs will get another chance to debate a bill to legalise assisted dying in England and Wales. A vote to pass or reject it is likely to happen in June. Chris Brown is due in court later over an alleged bottle attack at a nightclub in London 2 years ago. The R&B singer was arrested at a hotel in Manchester yesterday. A new report has found 1 in 10 adults have no cash savings. The Financial Conduct Authority says 1 in 4 have low financial resilience. Lots of people also have less than £2,000 saved in case of an emergency.
Sport.
Aston Villa and Chelsea both face crucial matches in the Premier League tonight as they look to secure a Champions League spot for next season. Villa host Spurs. They're just outside the top five on goal difference. Boss Unai Emery says his side are expecting a tough game.
They are going to try to get the best performances. The coach, Tottenham, Premier League, the moment we are, the moment they have, how they are playing their style is really, really good, very difficult team to stop them.
In the other game this evening, Chelsea host Manchester United at Stamford Bridge. Charlton have secured their place in the League One playoff final. They scored a late winner against Wickham last night. They won the tie 1-0. They will now face Leighton Orient at Wembley for a place in next season's championship. And world number one, Jannik Sinner, has cruised through to the semi-finals of the Italian Open tennis. He beat Norway's Casper Ruud in straight sets on the clay in Rome.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Should be sunny and warm for much of the UK today. A bit cloudy in the east later on. Temperatures up to around 24 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
If you have just woken up, maybe you're still in bed, you jammy, jammy devils. Welcome to Friday. Shabba.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Also as well, if you just switched on, you've missed the first half hour of the show.
Well, did I really miss anything though, Chris?
Well, as we just had a text from Mark. Mark says, hold on, you glossed over this. Did I just hear Pippa saying, shall I flash? Yes, she did, yeah.
Did you say that?
Yes, she did.
And if you'd been watching,
And she did. Yeah. She showed everything.
Yeah, it was too late. We saw it.
She's taking this OnlyFans thing very seriously.
Yeah. Making a fortune.
She made £872,000 last week alone.
It's bizarre what people like.
Isn't it?
Is there a price on... Dom, would you flash your bits for cash?
Wow. Well, I mean, if you're talking millions of pounds, then you'd probably give it a go, wouldn't you?
If you could have an account, right, which was called, you know, something that's nothing to do with your name.
Yeah.
And you just showed pictures of your bits.
Yeah.
But you got money for it.
Yeah.
And nobody found out.
I'd like to think, no, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I would.
Would you?
What, if nobody would ever find out?
Well, you'd pay to see my bits?
Yeah.
Wow. It depends which bit.
Hold on.
It doesn't have to be that bit.
I think that was the point I was making.
Yeah, that was what you were saying there.
But you'd like, it doesn't have to be your bits, does it? It's like...
No.
People and like all sorts, don't they?
How much to flash?
No.
No amount of money.
No.
No.
Liar.
Go on, give me a number.
£1,000.
Yeah, fine. I'll do it.
Oh, wow.
That was the first
Sorry, I meant £10. Damn it.
Yeah, fine.
Anyway, listen to this. She did say that and you missed it. It's too late. Sorry, then. Couple of things to tell you about.
Mm.
Skoda and the new Enyaq.
Yes.
The all-electric Enyaq.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to tell you this because this amuses me.
Mm.
Skoda have been sponsoring our show now for quite a while, actually.
Mm.
They?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant sponsor. Yeah.
A year, maybe.
And they're with us for a while longer as well.
Mm. So, often when a new show sponsor comes along, we have little or no involvement, or we kind of, you know, we end up having a little bit of a relationship with them, which we prefer, by the way, the latter. So, we get told it's not Skoda, it's actually pronounced Skoda. So we're like, okay. Yeah, so basically, you've been saying it wrong for years. It's Skoda, not Skoda.
Yeah.
And you go, whatever, potato, potato. And then you go, actually, no, it's not whatever, is it? It's like when Americans say our words wrong.
Yeah.
It's pavement. They pronounce it sidewalk.
Exactly. Faucet and,
Faucet.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds too much like forceps.
It does.
So you go, okay, Skoda it is.
Mm.
And they go, and so basically, Skoda, to the untrained eye, if you're not really into your cars, you might not know this. Skoda have been making great cars for years, and they're not rubbish.
Mm.
In fact, quite the opposite of not rubbish.
Yes.
They are doing some really beautiful, lovely cars.
Yeah.
And they're doing an all-electric range of cars. And one of the new cars, one of the new ranges, is the Enyaq.
Mm.
We've been in an Enyaq. What have you got?
I have an Elroq.
Elroq.
Mm.
So this is the all-electric Enyaq.
Mm.
It's spacious, it's flexible, and it's ready for anything. I don't know what that means.
That's
but,
good, though. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Anyway, have a little look on the website one day. Lovely-looking cars, right? So we've got a nice little relationship with Skoda.
Yeah.
So therefore, imagine my disappointment.
Oh, what's happened?
When we're doing a competition at the moment.
Yeah.
And they've given me a read. Not them, but somebody in the building has given me a read.
Okay.
And they have phonetically told me how to say the word Skoda.
Oh, wow, look.
And also how to say Enyaq. Now, if you've never seen the word Skoda, Skoda Enyaq written down, have a guess at how you'd spell Enyaq or how you pronounce it. And I'm going to tell you, how will you pronounce this word? E-N-Y-A-Q. Enyaq.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you say it.
Yeah, there aren't many
variations. But whoever has written this script obviously thinks I'm some kind of dumbass. So they've told me how to pronounce it, and they've written it Enyaq.
Enyaq.
It is Enyaq. I know it's Enyaq.
You can't be too careful with you DJs.
And also, they've told me how to say Skoda, I would argue they want me to say Skoda.
Yeah, there's too much on the da.
Yeah, they put an H on da.
SKOH-DAH.
But they've put Sko in capital letters.
Yeah.
So it's Skoda.
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 It's actually Skoda. Enyaq.
I want you to say it with echo and try not to sound like the former Speaker of the House.
Okay.
Skoda Enyaq.
Skoda.
Skoda.
That's the word. There you go. There's the new Enyaq on the screen.
It's very nice, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Nice.
Umbrellas in the doors.
The door.
Very clever.
So,
very clever.
We teamed up with Skoda, or Skoda.
Skoda.
To do a lovely, epic road trip. This is across the Atlantic Highway in the all-electric Enyaq, which is still spacious, flexible, and ready for anything.
Yeah.
Seafront accommodation, surfing lessons, a sea safari, 500 quid spending money, and more.
Love it.
Staying at a range of different places. It is a lovely prize.
Mm.
And the way you do it is to go to our website, radiox.co.uk, click on the word win, and then you can see how you can enter the competition. So radiox.co.uk, Skoda could sort you out with a wicked road trip. When we mentioned this the other day on the show, a couple of people texted and went, oh my God, the Atlantic Highway is beautiful. We've done that before. One of the hotels you stay at is called The Pig.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
And The Pig hotels are amazing.
Mm.
Absolutely amazing.
they have a 25-mile restaurant, which is basically all the food in the restaurant is locally sourced from within a 25-mile radius right. of the hotel.
That's nice.
So whatever you eat, if you're eating a shepherd's pie or you're eating whatever it may be, depends on where. So maybe here will be might be fish and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's all locally sourced, which is lovely.
That's very nice.
Yeah. And I'm someone who's not bothered by that at all. It doesn't bother me. But then when you sit there and you have a meal and you go, so all, everything I'm eating is literally from the surrounding area.
Yeah.
That's actually really impressive.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that is great. Sustainability. Can I get a bottle of salt, please? You don't have salt?
Champagne.
They probably have British sparkling wine. I don't think the drinks menu is part of it, but I bet they do. Anyway, radiox.co.uk and check out the all-electric ENIAC from Škoda. And I keep saying this. Get a test drive.
Yeah.
Sort a test drive. When's the last time you test drove a car? You get to drive a car for free.
Yeah.
Right? Now, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, but I'm not getting a new car.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
So what?
Just take the man from the garage for a spin.
Waste their time.
Yeah. Waste their time.
They're idiots, these Skoda people. They'll let you just rock up at the garage and just drive around, have a razzle round in one of their cars.
You're not really Ridian.
I don't know if that's the message.
Hand it back and then, yeah, I like it. Thanks very much. Oh, hey, listen to this. What if you go, quite like this. Quite like this. How much is this? What's the starting price? Is it stupid? Oh.
See if they do your deal.
Get one.
What do you do?
People have done that already. You've been listening. They've gone for a test drive. We're going, do you know what?
Yep.
Now, Dominic, you have an all-electric vehicle from Škoda.
I do.
Is it a pain, the electric thing?
No, it's great. It's great.
But you don't have a charging point at home, do you?
No, but you can plug it in at home.
Right.
You can just plug in as...
Have you charged it yet?
Yeah. Many times.
And is it a faff?
No, not really. It's easy. Or you just pull into a garage and do a super fast... in about 40 minutes.
Do you have to make the noise?
You have to make the noise when you plug it in.
I know the argument about... I remember having a chat with somebody and they went, oh, so if you've got an electric car, right, you've got to, like, to plan to where you recharge it. So if I'm driving from Manchester to London, I've got to work out where I'm going to charge it. That's a bit of a faff, isn't it?
No.
And you go, yeah. You know, like a car with petrol, you've got to work out where you've got to stop to refill.
Pretty much every garage now has charging points.
And the apps will tell you if they're available or whatever. So there's one near me, and it's a 4-point charging post, if that makes sense. Because you can charge four cars.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you if 1, 2, 3 or all four bays are available.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
So I'm sitting on the sofa going, oh, I must charge the car. Oh, no, nothing available. I'll just stay sat on my ass.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Have a razz around, as James would say.
That's right.
Yeah, have a razz around in it.
And if you do buy a Škoda because you heard about it on the Chris Moyles show, please tell them.
Yeah.
And then, because we get a 25% kickback.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Can you imagine?
That is
of
not
every
true.
New Škoda sold.
Škoda said for every car they sell during the tenure of sponsoring the show, they will give us each £1,000.
Our whole money. Show is about Škoda.
Weirdly, they didn't agree to that in the contract. Can you believe it? RadioX.co.uk. Have a look at the website at some point today. Click on the word win. Have a little look at the Škoda competition. Lovely little road trip. You could be driving around in their brand new ENIAC.
Radio
ENIAC.
Coming up, more about Noel Gallagher and more about Liam Gallagher.
What?
But sadly, not much about Paul Gallagher.
Oh.
It's exactly 7 weeks until the Oasis tour starts. So a perfect time for Radio X to launch a new radio station, Radio X Oasis.
Stop it.
Plus, hey, speaking of Oasis, we have tickets for you to win to see, well, Oasis.
No.
Your chance is after 8 o'clock this morning. So is this a bad time to say that I'm more of a Blur fan?
No!
The
Chris Moyles Show. Yeah, I meant to say I was talking about... Pippa's talking about flashing Dominic and Dominic spitting water out of his mouth. I'm telling you about the new Škoda ENIAC.
Yeah.
I also forgot to say that between now and 9 o'clock this morning, we have tickets to give away to see Oasis.
You make me dizzy, running circles in my
head. Details coming up.
One of these days I'll chase you down. Who's going crazy now? We're face to face.
we got to talk later about Matt Deverson. I'm thinking maybe we should even call him up.
Mm.
The boss of Radio X. My name is Matt Deverson. I am the boss. Here comes the Mac Daddy.
Oh.
Matt Deverson. Here come the boss.
Whoa.
I am not a murderer. Send. He's a massive Charlton fan, and Charlton
are
going to Wembley.
They are.
Beat Wickham last night. They're through to the playoff finals at Wembley. We might talk about this more later.
Woke up cold one Tuesday.
Paolo.
I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean, topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. No, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, cause I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. The room all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello, new shoes, bye-bye and blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. No, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, cause I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. No, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, cause I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, cause I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
I've never researched this, I've never Googled it, and I don't want to know. I still don't know to this day whether that song is a metaphor about being in a relationship, being not being happy with his life, and he's done something to change it. He's
right.
Dumped his girlfriend, and he's free, he's left his job, he's gone travelling. I've got some new shoes, and suddenly everything's right. It's a metaphor for changing the negativity in your life and turning it into a positive. Or is it genuinely just a song about he bought a pair of new shoes?
It was some lovely
shoes. I don't know.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
It's the summer of loving long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever Cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer-loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
This summer, get Sun Lounger flopping without all that website hopping with EasyJet Holidays. Package holidays start from £299 per person, and if you find the same holiday cheaper elsewhere, we'll beat the price. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights. Limited availability. See price guarantee online. Atom protected. T's and C's apply.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Can I get a woo-hoo?
There. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. We get a kebab.
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC. Until 5th of October, subject to availability. Participate in restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Get a fresh start feeling for less. At Matalan, there's a huge 20% off homeware and kidswear. Get your home and garden prepped for the sunny weather. And kit out the kids too. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! Happy Friday! Happy Friday!
On today's 4 till 7:30, the Friday Horn, a pet town caller, orcas, elks, shoplifting pensioners, honey trap spy victims, and a snappy little critter in a big old canal. There was something else. Wait, stop! We're giving away Oasis tickets. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
At Morrison's, more card prices save you money on your shop. Mix and match across drinks, crisps and sweet treats, including 1 litre bottles of Robinson's Fruit Creations and fizzy favourites like 2 litre Pepsi, Doritos sharing bags, McVitie's digestives, Cadbury sharing pouches and more.
More card price.
Any 2 for £3. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores online varies. Excludes Morrison's Deli More Card app required. 18 plus selected lines. McVitie's 226 grams. Doritos 180 grams. Cadbury's 100 grams. £2 to £2.50 each without more card.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Good morning to you. I hope you have a rock and roll day.
Radio X.
There's something else.
We're giving away Oasis tickets.
That's very good. That's
a great source phone at the moment.
Yeah. I don't know if you were paying attention to the promo for Johnny Vaughan's show.
Morning, Ballsy. Happy Friday.
Johnny Vaughan is turning into Phyllis from Coronation Street.
Phyllis.
Oh, we've also got Oasis tickets to give
away.
We've got Dominic. We've got Oasis tickets to give away.
Johnny doesn't... What's wrong with Johnny?
It sounds like a sore throat, doesn't it?
Because he's giving it all that promo. He's giving the gusto of it all. I've not heard him the last couple of days. And,
please. It's John Evon here. I was saying to the grandkids the other day.
Oh, you're right, Johnny.
Well, something to chew on. Hello, Pippa, my darling.
Hello, Johnny.
I remember back in day on Big Breakfast.
Can I give you a strep, sir?
I wasn't northern then.
I don't know why.
It's weird, isn't it?
I'm suddenly Johnny Vaughan has changed to northern.
I don't think I could do that voice in a Cockney accent.
Boosie, it's Johnny here. Hey, you two.
No, you can't.
The phrase man of many talents doesn't really apply there to me, does it?
Well.
You're usually very good at accents.
Have you listened to Radio X Oasis yet? We launched it yesterday, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, building up to the Oasis reunion. And if you haven't listened yet, you can listen now. Supersonic!